Monday evening's meeting of the Burlington City Council was its organization day, the time when newly elected and re-elected city council members are sworn in and a council president is selected. On town meeting day in March, Burlington voters re-elected Democrat Joan Shannon, Independent David Hartnett, and Progressive Jane Nodell, and chose new councilor Democrat Richard Dean from the city's East District. Mayor Murra Weinberger swore them in Monday evening.
Now, this is the first time we've done it this way. It's the first time we have had staggered city council terms. So the only councilors being sworn in tonight are the councilors who were just re-elected or elected for the first time. So if the four of you could rise and repeat after me, I'd like to administer the oath of office. I state your name.
I, Richard Dean.
Do you solemnly swear and affirm?
Solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of city councilor. To the best of my judgment and ability according to law. Under the pains and penalties of perjury. Congratulations.
The next order of business was to choose the city council president. The 12 members unanimously re-elected Jane Nodell to the position. While the public vote appeared routine, Republican Kurt Wright and Nodell say it took some effort to assure her return as council president.
Next year we have 8 seats up. And so me becoming re-elected, we had to do some real politicking to kind of keep the votes, because on paper there are now
seven. Either D or caucusing with the D's.
Depending on how you count, there are 6 Democrats in the caucus. So I think there was some felt that, you know, it was their turn, it was their time. Now, Kurt and I had the feeling that the people of Burlington like to see divided government. So I think we had a good night because we have someone from a different party that helps the council be independent and not just kind of get sucked into the administration.
Divided or balanced government is extremely important. There was a move, there was some maneuvering going on behind the scenes with one particular councilor who was very upset that she wasn't going to become the next council president. But you know, I'm just glad that we prevailed and that we continued with balanced government here.
Yeah.
But next year, as President Nodell said, we have 8 races, so we'll really be focused on a lot of potentially change next year.
The duo cites a reduction in property tax rates as an example of the importance of preserving an independent council.
The mayor's proposal was cutting it by like half a penny. We said, can we at least bring it up a full penny? And now I think we're seeing in terms of where the budget is that we actually could have done more.
That's right. So there again is an example of having balanced representation, how important that is. You know, it's small, but if we're taking in more money, and we're piling more money into the surplus, the undesignated fund, how much can we give back to taxpayers? And I think that's what we also should be looking at in the future, too, as we go forward.
The council also elected Kurt Wright, Sharon Busher, and Karen Paul to its Board of Finance. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.